Hi, Sandy. I'm trying to see. We have an employee that was, her name is Rachel Little, and she is will no longer be eligible because she hasn't met the hours this past year. So her she needs to be set to part-time, 20 hours for benefits only, or for group paid benefits only. And I just want to make sure that she's not receiving stuff to sign up for benefits. So I've gone in just now while I'm on the phone with you, and I switched her, and I put the effective date for her to change to 12/01/2025. Not sure if that's gonna cut it, or if I mean, you know what? I'm gonna put it to 11/30/2025. I don't know which date to put. I'm gonna put 12/01/2025, and hope that that's the right thing. If somebody could just verify that this is set up correctly, so she's not getting the option to take medical. Sorry for rambling. Talk to you later. Bye.